Welcome to episode 348 of Fly Away. Here at Outlander Travel, we're passionate about, well, travel. Throughout the years, we've seen many changes to the industry, but one thing that has stayed the same is the urge to explore our world and make the connections that can only be made through experience. My name is George, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Lindsay and Donna. As travel returns to Europe, we are excited to help our clients get back there. One of the many styles available for European travel is the escorted tour. These are tours led by experts where all aspects and logistics are handled for you, and you just need to be ready to go. This style has always been popular, but after months of quarantine, we can see many clients asking for this type of travel so they can just pack and go and enjoy a carefree experience. To talk about this type of travel, we're excited to welcome Justin Osborne from Image Tours to join us tonight. Justin started with Image Tours as an account executive and is currently the sales director for the company, covering all aspects of sales for Image Tours, Inc. During his career, he has volunteered and participated in various associations, including the National Tour Association, American Bus Association, as well as others. He was voted one of the top travel supplier sales reps in 2010 by readers of Travel Agent magazine. In January of 2014, he was voted top 10 Next Gen by readers of Group Today magazine. And with credentials like this, he may be too good for us in our little podcast, but we're thrilled to pick his brain. So let's get started. Welcome, Justin.
Well, thank you so much, George. Too kind on the introduction there. But I'm not too good for anything. I'm just very pleased to join you guys and talk about what I love to talk about, and that's travel and Europe and talking with agents. I mean, that is my number one gig as a wholesaler that only sells our tours through travel agencies. That's what I do. I talk to agents, help them with their clients, and help them help their clients. That's kind of my gig and what I love to do.
That's great. So I can say personally, I'm not that familiar with Image Tours. As we talked about, I don't do a ton of Europe. So can you kind of give me and our listeners a little background on the company, how and when it was founded, mission statement, that sort of thing?
Oh, absolutely. So Image Tours, we're a third generation family owned and operated company specializing exclusively in escort European tours. We started in 1939, so we're over 80 years old. And we came to the U.S. in 1960 and started taking U.S. travelers to Europe as of 1960. And our general mission is to make sure that everyone has a chance to see Europe through the eyes of a European for a fair price. So that's kind of us in a very brief nutshell. I get a little embarrassed when I try to talk about us, because that's really not what I like to do too much. I really like to talk about, you know, how I can help the agents and help the clients along as well.
How big are the tours? Usually how many people?
Oh, yeah, great question. So our motor coach can actually take 56 passengers, but we cut it to 46, and we're averaging right about 40 per departure date. We're planning coming up here for the fall 2021 season and in through probably the earliest part of spring of 2022. Is capping it right at that 40 passenger on the bus number to keep it more comfortable seating. But the bus can take, like I said, 53, 56 passengers, but we've always capped it right around that 40, 46 number for more comfort.
Great. So an escorted tour, how much of that is pretty much everything planned, from meals to transportation to hotels to tours? And
yeah, the old expression is soup to nuts. And that is us. We're doing the motor coach, the tour manager, and we use native European tour managers that have an average of 14 years of experience doing our tours. So it's not someone from Colorado Springs reading on a form or saying, well, I've been to Europe 100 times, I'm an expert. Well, no, you don't live there. You don't know the same as much as someone that lives there. And by using that native European tour manager, we're giving you an authentic European tour through the eyes of a European. And they speak great English, so you're not having to worry about, you know, any language barriers or anything along that line. And everything's done for you. You know, the motor coach, the hotels, the sites are planned. That's one of the biggest questions I guess I get is, how much How much is it built into the trip? You know, is it go, 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 go? Is it, you know, am I going to be exhausted? Am I going to be wondering what else should I do? And with us, you know, doing this for 80 plus years, I think we found the balance of included sightseeing and free time. You know, their clients want to know that the price that they've paid, they've gotten a lot for it, but they don't want to feel so overwhelmed that they're like, well, you know, these people are nice and they're just like me and I'm really enjoying them, but maybe I want a night away to go do my own thing. Mm-hmm. And we've built that into it. So there is free time that you can go do your own thing. But if the clients say, you know what, I don't want to think, I just want to do whatever the group is doing. So we have side excursions set up so that they can do that. And that's what's beautiful about the brochure that we have is in our brochure are all the extra side excursions already priced in U.S. dollars. So the client can know right up front what the tour price is and what the extras are. So they don't have to worry about a getcha scenario after they've made their final payment. They get this book in the mail from you saying, oh, thanks for paying for the trip. And oh, by the way, here's everything extra you can do. And they're like, wait a minute, I thought we already paid for everything extra.
Yep.
You know, so that's the last thing we want your clients to feel is like, they're like, wait a minute, I thought we do. So yes, there's extras, but that's only to fill in those quote unquote holes, if you will, so yep. that they can either have that free time or go all in and just sit back and just do what the tour manager says they're going to do.
Cool. And is there usually an option for like a pre or post extension if they wanted to spend a little more time?
Absolutely. So in the brochure, there's a dates and prices guide. I'm just going to show you guys because you can see me on the screen here.
Yep.
So our dates and prices guide can do upfront land and air pricing from over 125 U.S. cities. So you can know the price right up front. You don't have to, you know, do a funny dance to figure out what the air price is going to be. You know right up front. And then also there, we put the pre- and post-tour extension prices on there as well. So if the client wants to go on a couple days early, kind of get their, you know, their overnight legs under them, if you will, or if they want to stay a couple extra days at the end of the tour and kind of go see even more on their own because they've now done 15 or 16 days with the tour manager, they kind of feel more comfortable being in a foreign country, that they have that flexibility to kind of, you know, spread their wings and do their own independent travel stuff, because that's kind of where most of our clients come from, is they want to go out and do it, but they don't completely feel comfortable doing it on their own. So they want someone to completely lay it out for them. And so now that they've had those 15 or 16 days to kind of have that structure, now you have 3 or 4 days to do whatever you want independently. So that's kind of great to do that pre or post tour extension. But again, some people, the 15 day, the tour itself, we've laid it all out and that's good enough, and fly home and tell your friends all about it.
Yep.
Sure does make things easy.
Yeah.
That is one of our easiest things is easy. And I say that in regards of, again, I'm just going to show you guys because you can see it. But for your listeners, they want to order this brochure through you guys. Again, because we don't book direct, so we don't mail stuff direct. We only send it through our travel agency partners. But they want this brochure. This 76-page book makes your lives easy and their lives easy because it answers so many questions. It has so much information. It has 6 pages of client testimonials with the client's names, phone numbers, and sometimes even an email address.
Wow.
So it's one thing for me to say, hey, you know, we've been doing it for 80 plus years. I think we do a pretty good job. It's another thing for you guys to say, yeah, Image Tours is great. We love working with them. But for a client to actually allow me to print their name and phone number in my brochure, knowing that they can get phone calls from someone else, says more than I can ever say, because nobody, and I mean almost nobody, likes a phone call anymore. But for a client to say, yeah, print my name in your book, that says a lot. And we have 6 pages of that from clients all over the country, all of the different tours that we do. I should mention, we only do 11 itineraries. So we're not even trying to do everything Europe could possibly do. We're just focused on 11 itineraries that we know we can offer a great vacation value.
That sounds great. Is there an ideal escorted tour client?
I don't know if we're going to say that there's an ideal client, because we've had honeymooners that have decided to take an escort tour as their trip. And we've had someone that it's their very, very, very last trip that they're ever going to take ever on one of our tours, and everything in between. Really, for us, it's anyone that's looking for a great vacation value, that wants to see Europe, has Europe high on their bucket list, but they don't want to spend all of their vacation funds on just one trip. So we're value. We're not budget. We're not luxury. We are value. The client is going to come away, and as I was talking about those testimonials, the client will say, I can't believe all we saw for the price we paid, the value that we got for what we paid. And it just resonates in those testimonials time and time again of that's what they say, that they got such a great value for what the price they paid on the trip. And that makes our hearts sing, because that is what we want. We want the client to walk away going, man, that was a great trip, and come back and tell all their friends how much time, great time they had in Europe while meeting other people just like them, because we're only booking U.S. clients from around the country with other U.S. travel agents.
Oh, okay. So
they're going to meet people just like them, those 40 other individuals on the tour that are very similar to them in that regard.
Now, is there a minimum age limit?
Yes, there is a minimum age limit. We say no one younger than 8. Because unfortunately, anyone younger than 8 is not going to be able to have the attention span to stay focused on the motor coach and not detour from the enjoyment of the experience from the other participants on the motor coach.
Okay. And what about accessibility? Is there any possible mobility issues?
Excuse me. Yes, there are going to be mobility issues because of Europe. They don't have the ADA compliance that we have here. So if you need a walker, you have a cane, you have a wheelchair, this is not the tour for you. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's just not going to work for them in that regard. There's definitely other options for that, and we're just not that.
Okay. I notice in a lot of things I hear, I see reference to a touroclopedia.
thanks for bringing that up, George.
Yep.
That is, I call that my $250 book. Because nobody gets one of the touroclopedias without giving me a $250 deposit. That's how valuable the information of 80 plus years of trip preparation with us into one 30-page book. And we get the clients all prepared for their trip. So after deposit, we give them their documents or their confirmation, and we send them their touroclopedia. And then they can, between the brochure and that book, if they read those two pieces of information, they are so prepared for a trip, they just cannot thank you, the great people at Outlander Travel, how much you prepared them for their trip.
Yep, that sounds great. And it looks like you guys do some specialty type tours. I see one for Christmas market. Do you do something for Oktoberfest? Because we all know we're into beer.
Absolutely.
Yes, we are.
So, we have a Christmas markets tour that we'll be doing in November, and that might possibly, I hope I'm wrong, but that might possibly be our first tour that we'll actually run in 2021, is a November tour, because with the borders, Europe is open, and I say that with quotes around it, but that's individual countries. And you can only go and visit that individual country. You can't cross a border right now. I can't take a bus and go from Germany into Austria or Austria into Italy. So right now, Europe isn't really open yet, as we're talking here in June. But I'm hoping by September, October, that we'll have more ideas on that's where we're going. But that Oktoberfest, they canceled it for 2021, so for 2022, we're all ideas that's what's going to be ready to rock and roll. And yes, Oktoberfest, we love our beer, and You know, Donna, I heard your husband's a brewer. So he's got to get up here to Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's where we're located. We've been voted Beer City USA two times by Readers of USA Today.
That does not surprise me in the least.
So we're a nice Michigan, drink Michigan beer here, a nice Founders KBS, a critically acclaimed KBS. Much better than Sandy's Mick Ultra, so definitely feel good about that.
Oh, so sad that she's not here.
I was told to, you know, give Sandy a little plug on that, but definitely have your husband get up here to Grand Rapids and experience some good fresh craft beer. We got plenty of breweries for him to pick from.
Oh, definitely, because we've got family in Big Rapids.
That's where I graduated from. I'm a Bulldog through and through.
So, that's Justin, awesome. Tell me about groups. Do you do dedicated groups, or if I had a group, would we just insert them into one of your current itineraries?
That's we can do it in either one of two ways. So we can do it as a dedicated group of 30, 40 people.
Okay.
And then it's just those people on that tour and departure date. Or we can take 6, 8, 10 people and put them in with other people just like them on a departure date that we already have set established. So we can deal with one way or the other, no problem. The Heart of Europe tour would be the one I would suggest doing first, just because it is that first time traveler's trip to Europe. It hits a lot of the high spots, a lot of the known spots, but there's a lot of little hidden gems in there that, you know, they really wouldn't think of to be, you know, high on their list, but when they're walking away or they go to write their tour evaluation, is that's the spot that they remember most and that they love the most, you know, and that's really what we're all doing this for anyway, is so that they find that little unique hidden gem that they just can't stop writing about or thinking about or talking about.
Yeah, that looks great. I still have yet to be to Europe, so it's on the list, and something like that would, for me, would probably be super easy. Let somebody else deal with all the stuff, and I'm gonna see, wow, it's like 8 different countries here on one tour.
In one tour, that's up. Because again, when you're having a trip like this, you know, destination high on your bucket list, the airfare costs the same whether you're going over there for 5 days or 22 days. The plane, it's the same. It doesn't matter. So you might as well go over there for as long as you possibly can. And that 15-day Europe tour we found to be just about the right average length for that newly retired mature adult client that's typically, you know, again, like I said, we've had the younger people, we've had the older people, but that newly retired mature adult is usually typically who's wanting to do these tours first, because they got Europe high on their list. But again, they don't want to spend everything on just that one trip. They want to get a little introduction. They want to get a little taste, a little flavor of it, and then kind of go from there and branch out. So this is that trip that kind of lets them spread their wings, but not too far to where they're getting too far, you know, from their norm or too uncomfortable on what they're doing. And that's the beauty with an escorted tour. You're getting to see sites that are picked out for you that, you know, you can kind of feel comfortable doing. I mean, I just did a family trip over to Milwaukee and Chicago. Now, if I'd done an escorted trip, I could have seen probably 10 times more and learned 10 times more. But, you know, when I'm the one behind the wheel driving down the road and everyone's looking and seeing stuff, I'm not enjoying any of that. I don't get to have any fun. I have 6 lanes of traffic and trying to figure out where the next pee break is.
I think you just mentioned another key thing that people often forget about when they think about these group tours, or they write them off because, oh, I can do everything on my own and I can go wherever, is you're not learning. You could, but the amount of time and research it would take you to read up about each of these destinations, to figure out exactly where you want to go and the history and the local lore and the legends and the things that you don't want to miss out on, you would have to spend decades to do that in-depth research, and you get that value with one of your tour guides. Absolutely. And having somebody that knows what you want to see in those areas. So that's, one thing that I found that even my clients who are the utmost do-it-yourselfers do value doing a guided tour for, because you're just not going to get that yourself. You're going to miss out.
You're totally going to miss out. And the value of, you're going to save anywhere between 30-35% because the transportation, the hotel, the food, you encompass all of that into a wholesaler like us doing that. You're going to save that much. And again, you're not doing any of the work. You're not figuring out, like I said, the pee breaks and everything else. It's all done for you. We have that 80 plus years of knowing where to go, where to stop, what to see, how to do it. And all you got to do is just sit back and relax, enjoy it, take the pictures, create the memories. That's at the end of the day what it's all about.
When can we go?
My fingers are crossed for this fall. The last year and a half has been a challenge for all of us.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that we're kind of really fighting right now is the headline says Europe is open. So the client calls the agent and says, all right, Europe's open. When can we go? And then the agent calls us and says, hey, my client says Europe is open. We want to book him. I'm like, listen, the headline said Europe is open. The story that no one decided to read says individual countries are open and you can visit that country and you have to follow this protocol and that protocol and do this and jump through that hoop, but you can't cross a border. So Europe open is kind of a misnomer in my idea. It'd be like saying USA is open, but you can fly into Indianapolis and you can stay in Indiana, but you can't go anywhere else. And the client's, well, no, I want to go to New York. I want to go to Chicago. Yeah, sorry. You can go to Indianapolis. You can go down to Terre Haute. You can go up to Fort Wayne. That's great. But you can't leave Indiana. And that's kind of the experience you'd have right now going over to any one of those countries. Any one of those countries is great, but you can't leave that country and experience all that Europe has to offer. And that's what we're doing with our multi-country tours. And from what we're hearing from our services, from our other vendors in Europe, is that late fall is when we're expecting that to happen. So our fingers are crossed that late fall we'll be able to have that type of trip that we're ready to show your clients. But what's really happening is a lot of people are booking 2022. Yeah. And we do have 2022 dates and prices available right now. And book early, because that's going to fill very fast once more people get comfortable enough to book. And that space is going to go quick. And operators like myself aren't going to be able to add on a bunch of extra availability, because there's only so much that we can do. There's only so many tour managers we have. Mm-hmm. We're not just going to bring on some brand new tour manager that's never done one of our tours just because, well, we can make a couple extra bucks. We're not going to do that. We're going to only make sure that the quality tour travel tour managers that we have are guiding our tours. So the capacity really is going to be limited. So once you are comfortable enough to book 2022, do it, because the last minute, we're ready. We're going to say, sorry, we're sold out, have been sold out since March. And you're going to be, it's only March of 2022. I'm like, yeah, everyone else was back on the bus back in August of 2021. So,
and we're finding this across the board with everywhere.
Yeah, this is such an important message for all of our clients is across the board, is because things are booking up farther in advance than they ever have before. And we're going to reach a point of where I'm already seeing it, where there's no availability for things people are looking for in the future. And they just don't understand. I think the next couple of years that book at the last minute isn't going to be an option.
That's 2020, folks. Or 2019 even. That's a thing in the past. That's history. Book future, because if it's available, book it, because it's not going to show up as a last minute deal. You're just not going to get that. That's not going to happen. And so I think that might be one of the benefits, if I can even say that, of COVID, is that we won't have those clients that are coming in at you you know, looking for those last minute deals, trying to save.
Well, yes, you know, they are. They're still coming at us. There aren't any to be
they're
had.
Coming, but they're going to be sad. They're going to be sad. I never want to say no. We can't find something for you. That's always that's what we want. We're yes people. We want to find solutions. But yeah, that's going to be an issue going forward for sure. I'm already running into it for things for 2022 that are gone that people can't believe they're gone already.
Right. So book now. Save yourself some frustration.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Lindsay. You got something else?
Oh, I did have a question. Can we do a private, can we do private, rent out a whole tour?
Yeah, as I explained to George, you know, if you have a group of 30 or 40 people, we can do an exclusive group.
And I wanted to clarify that you can customize it, correct? Or
we can customize it a little bit, but we like to stay pretty close to the vest of what we're doing. Because that's when we can know we can offer you that great value. We start customizing it and start adding real different things, then the value that we're offering is not there, and the polish of a tour. You know, we've done the Hard Europe tour for 60 plus years. We have it timed out down to minutes. Even if there's a traffic incident on a major freeway, we can still know how to get the clients through all that. You start adding extra layers of customization, and now that polish is gone, and the experience lessens with that as well. So that's kind of our, you know, mantra is, yes, we can do small things, but we don't want to do too many big things, because then you're losing the allure that is that tour.
You don't want to change the recipe too much.
Bingo. Because then you're going to go, well, that didn't taste good. Well, no, you asked us to change it. And we're not giving you what we know we can offer you. Great.
Great. Well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We'd love to hear from you. We want to say thanks again to Justin for joining us tonight and sharing image tours with us. Thank you.
Yay. Thank you.
And on behalf of Donna, Lindsay, and myself, George, thanks for joining us this week. Gotta fly.